Alora Fergus today asked the candidates running for the four major parties in the Wellington-Halton Hills riding a series of questions about the upcoming election. Responses were limited to 250 words. Tonight's question. What are your thoughts on the province supporting improved public transit? Ted Arnott, Progressive Conservative. The Government of Ontario is committed to improving public transit in our province, which everyone supports. We in Wellington-Halton Hills choose not to live in the city, but many of our residents commute to go to work, and many of us visit Toronto from time to time to attend a sporting or cultural event, or visit family and friends. For many years, I have pushed for two-way, all-day GO train service from Kitchener to Union Station in Toronto, with stops in Wellington-Halton Hills. As ridership continues to improve, we can continue to move forward to its full implementation. The province is also proceeding with the planning for a large number of public transit projects in Toronto, including several new subway lines. The County of Wellington deserves credit for their Ride Well rideshare program, which I was glad to support. It is a model for rural municipalities across the province. Diane Ballantyne, NDP. Transit should be convenient, accessible and affordable. Investing in transit gives people more time at home and with their family and reduces our impact on the environment as well. Ford's big cuts and long delays and bad choices have been a disaster for transit users across Ontario, and the Liberals cannot be trusted to fix what they helped break. Ontario used to fund 50% of municipal transit operation net costs, and we were the envy of the world. We will restore the 50% funding for municipal and paratransit operations and ensure immediate improvement to these services. We will expand and electrify the GO bus and rail network so more Ontarians can get around conveniently, comfortably and affordably. We will bring in two-way, all-day GO service for Guelph, Georgetown and Acton through the Kitchener-Waterloo line. We will also explore opportunities to expand the GO Intercity network beyond the GTHA and work to integrate the provincial intercity passenger network. With Greyhound abandoning its few remaining routes after years of service cuts, we know that rural Ontario transportation is challenging and those who cannot drive or do not have a car are deeply impacted. We will also make sure that transit planning is based on evidence and the public interest, not partisan politics or private interests. Ryan Carho, Green Party. Improved public transit is a critical tool needed to crush climate pollution and decrease the use of fossil fuel vehicles. We are the only party fully committed to stopping urban sprawl and building livable, affordable, and connected communities so people aren't forced to spend hours in expensive, soul-crushing commutes. Improved public transit is a key part of our transportation plan, including the GO and Northlander. Instead of pumping billions of dollars into climate-polluting super-sprawl highways like Doug Ford is proposing, we're committed to building connected communities where everyone has an affordable way to get around. Our goal is to make it easier for people to choose healthier, lower-carbon options for their commutes. This includes dedicating permanent, long-term funding for walking and cycling infrastructure so that our cities and towns are safe to get around. We will connect communities with clean, efficient transit options, increase transit connections outside of the GTHA, connect neighborhoods with people-powered transportation, connect people with better broadband to reduce the need to travel. Tom Takash, Liberal. We fully support growing public transit. To encourage people to come back to using it, we are approving $1 per ride funding for any public transit service throughout Ontario until 2024. We will grow public transit by investing in more two-way all-day GO train service and expanding services to more communities.